This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he is looking forward to meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un at the Korean Demilitarized Zone on Sunday. Mr. Trump is telling reporters at a joint news conference with South Korean President Moon Jae-in that he and Kim will just shake hands quickly and say hello at a historic meeting at the Korean border village. And he is praising the chemistry between him and Kim, saying that there is a lot of good feeling. The meeting will be the first at the DMZ between U.S. and North Korean leaders since the Korean War ended and an armistice in 1953. Moon is also hailing Mr. Trump as the peacemaker of the Korean Peninsula and says he hopes Trump will go down in history as the president who managed to achieve peace on the Korean Peninsula. Earlier at the G20 summit in Osaka, the United States and China agreed to restart stalled trade talks. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, a new truce offers some relief from a nearly year-long standoff between the two largest economies.
President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping sat for talks on their ongoing friction on Saturday, where Washington agreed not to slap a fresh round of tariffs on exports from China. President Trump also added that U.S. companies can sell to Chinese tech giant Huawei, a firm that's become a target for authorities.
We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
Trump said, although he won't be adding a fresh round of levies, he would not lift existing import tariffs. In a statement, China's foreign ministry said Xi told Trump he hoped the U.S. could treat Chinese companies fairly. Talks between the two collapsed over a month ago after Washington accused Beijing of pulling back on reform pledges.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony. U.S. President Trump Saturday again vowed to U.S. judges' ruling blocking his administration from using $2.5 billion in funds intended for anti-drug activities to construct a wall along the southern border with Mexico. The U.S. District Judge in California said in a pair of court decisions that the Trump administration's proposal to transfer Defense Department funds intended for anti-drug activities was unlawful. Italian police Saturday arrested the captain of the Dutch flag Sea Watch 3, owned by a German charity, after it docked in the port of Lampedusa without an authorization. The vessel, still carrying 40 African migrants, had been at sea for more than 2 weeks. VOA Sabina Castelfranco reports.
Carol Rackete, the 31-year-old German captain of the Sea-Watch 3, said she had no choice but to enter the port because the situation of the migrants on board was very tense and she feared they would inflict self-harm. 40 African migrants who had fled horrors and tortures in Libya were still on board when the vessel entered the port Saturday morning. It remained unclear whether the migrants would be allowed to disembark and what their fate would be, although Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, speaking at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, said a number of other European Union countries said they were prepared to accept the migrants. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Europe sweltered Saturday on the sixth day of widespread deadly heat wave that has fueled record-breaking temperatures, huge blazes, and pollution peaks. At least 8 people have died because of the heat. Several hundred hectares have burned in France and Spain. Sudan's main opposition group says that heavily armed security forces raised its offices and blocked a press conference on the eve of Sunday's protest against military rule. The Sudanese Professional Association had called for a news conference to unveil plans for the rally. However, before the briefing could start, members of Sudan's powerful paramilitary Rapid Support Force came to the building and told organizers not to hold the press conference. Sudan's umbrella protest movement, the Alliance for Freedom and Change, has called for a million-man march Sunday in Khartoum and its twin city against the ruling generals who have resisted calls to cede power to civilians. A deadly crackdown on a protest camp on June 3rd left dozens dead and hundreds injured. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Oh, no. VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.